The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
As the Good Day program sort of blends into My Cool Inventions, and that blends into Dream Big America. You got to have a scorecard in order to keep up with our movement here. We're hustling around to provide you with really interesting people and content ideas. This is Idea Central. Joining me now is John Cremins. So it's John and Doug today.
Yes,
Akos
is
off finding the next. He's actually, I have it on good authority,
yes,
that he has invented a rocket ship that uses coal.
Wow.
Is that true?
Well,
a coal-fired rocket ship.
Well, that goes along with his the machine that actually turns coal into diamonds.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And we all know they're a girl's best friend. Right? And we heard that. You know, isn't that crazy? This is just an aside. We've got a few minutes here to get ourselves sorted out. And then we get to our three contestants in the Dream Big America contest this week. One of them is a former winner on the My Cool Inventions program. And the other two are Dream Big America contestants. So I'll have them for you in a few minutes. Why is it, or how is it? This is probably purely spoken from a man's point of view. What is there about a diamond that makes it so valuable? Why do women, and some men, think that diamonds are valuable? They are. They're just pieces of clear coal. It's like dust.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, so how did they... Who? It's kind of like, as I look around the landscape, you know how I am a little bit crazy. I look at things and I think to myself, like, who was the person that saw that weed first and decided to smoke it?
I don't know. You look at jewelry, and you look at how well that De Beers and how they promoted diamonds, right? And the Diamond Syndicate made it so that they were rare and they were hard to get. And they built that whole story around that.
Yeah.
And
as a salesman on HSN and QVC for all these years, you've had plenty of segments, I'll bet, selling all kinds of jewelry that was probably pretty worthless, but we've created this aura around it, this mystique, and then it brings us around to thinking, okay, well, people will pay what they want. And if you want to carry it to the fullest extent of what people think is silly, we're selling air. We are selling
ether.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing about what we're doing here other than what people can hear that creates an image in their mind to take action on something. We're going to present three contestants today. We're going to ask you to vote on one of them over the course of the next 4 or 5 days to decide a winner. And that's purely using the auditory nerves in your head. You have no taste. You have no smell, right? You have no sight here.
True.
You can't feel it. So we're selling that. And is that any sillier than... And we have people pay us X number of dollars for commercials here. Is that any sillier than trying to get $1,000 or $4,000 or whatever you get for a little rock?
Well, you know what we did, and I can still remember when the prices of jewelry started getting driven down. When HSN and the shopping channels came into the forefront on television and people buying jewelry, they brought the price of gold down. Because gold at that time was in the thousands of percents as far as profit, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same with diamonds. Diamonds were outrageously high.
Probably.
I can still remember the first day that we ever offered a 1-carat diamond tennis bracelet for $399.
Right. What did they get for them at
Well, we sold, I think we sold about 10,000 of them.
Woo!
Sold them out quite quickly, but it blew up the phone lines.
Really?
I mean, we had one part where we actually did a gold bracelet, and it was the first time I think I'd ever seen, or even America had ever seen, a gold bracelet for under $100.
Mm-hmm.
So we had it at $29.99 for the little itty-bitty herringbone bracelet.
Yep.
It shut down the phone lines for AT&T.
Really?
From Chicago to Minneapolis, where we were broadcasting for the Cable Value Network up there, and shut down the entire phone system of the Northeast for about 6 hours.
Wow. Nice going, John.
We had so many people, we couldn't even reset the phone lines.
Yeah,
they said
people
would not stop calling.
Isn't that amazing?
That was like 24 years ago.
Perceived value.
Totally.
That's really what it's all about. What's in your mind? What do
you
pay? Oh, the story earlier today, I was talking about the price of the new Rolls Royce, $236,000 for the starting price.
Well, that's just
the
change
basic
for you, right?
Down, right? Yeah, right. The stripped down version. So people are paying it. Is the Rolls Royce worth more than a 7 Series BMW or something like that? Somebody is paying, what does a 7 Series BMW cost? 90 grand, 95,000,
yeah,
something like that? All right. So,
yeah, 74,000, I think.
Okay. So under the circumstances, is a Rolls Royce that costs $236,000, 2.5 times that worth it? It's worth it if somebody's going to pay for it.
that's
mean
what it is, right?
What goes into it is that much more expensive. It's just ambiance. It's aura. That's all it is.
Yeah, they built up the aura. You've got to have one if you can afford it.
Right.
And if you don't have one, then really, you really haven't made enough money.
Right. You're out if you don't have one. We're out. Remember the story from earlier this week, the Kickstarter potato salad guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the end of the week story. Since it's been a couple of days, this guy, I mean, when you think about the Kickstarter, the reason that I brought it up here is because he had a Kickstarter campaign, crowdfund, and it became something of internet lore, if you will. So he was making this bland potato salad, and it became one of the most discussed topics online, along with the World Cup, what's going on in the Middle East, the NSA surveillance program. So the fellow who's responsible for this, a guy named Zach Brown from Ohio, the infamous potato salad Kickstarter campaign, which has now raised $70,000 for this guy from 5,000 donors. The other day when we were talking about it, it was like 30,000, I think, and all they wanted to do was raise about 70 bucks.
Yeah, didn't they go up to like almost 45,000 or something like that?
Yeah, well, now it's at 70.
And really?
Yeah, and you got a couple of weeks to go until the Kickstarter campaign ends. So all of this now has as usual, we get some news guy to call the Tax Foundation and find out what it is that this guy's going to have to do with the money that he's making. He's going to have a problem. Funds raised through Kickstarter and sites like that are considered income.
Actually,
right.
He's going to pay some taxes on that.
So he'd have to pay about 21 grand in taxes on this basic internet joke. But still, if he gets 70,000 and he pays 21 in taxes, he'll get 50,000.
Well, you know what? I guess it had gotten up to 70,000. What was it on the week? But when I understand, late yesterday, it went from 70,000 and dropped back to 43,000.
How can you drop that? Which people
either somebody down? Either there was a problem. They're actually talking about it. I was looking at a website earlier today, and they're saying that they're not sure where the money went. What happened to it? How did all of a sudden $30,000 just disappear?
That is a question
from the campaign, right? I mean, so it may be either fraudulent, and I've seen that happen. Running websites. So that happens a lot when you have transactional websites.
Yeah.
But this could be something where, you know, even people maybe just said, you know what, I want my donation back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we'll never know.
You never know. All right. What we do know is that it's Friday, the end of the week. The the Dream Big America contest, which is an outgrowth of something that I started with my partner Adam Taff about a year and a month ago, in which we were focusing on bringing inventors, entrepreneurs, people with ideas to the forefront and vetting them through a number of different sources. Come to find out, John and his partner Akos were doing the same thing, so we got together. Their concept of exposing cool inventors with cool inventions and who's winning in that category, blended with our Dream Big America contest, brings us lots of people who have great ideas, and therefore we're recreating faith, I think, in the American dream, the American way of life, even though the government at every turn wants to screw around and ruin it for whatever the reason. We have hope here. I wanted to find out from you before we paused how Tanya Lawson did with Pet Petty Sock from yesterday. We had 97%. Kerry Rodriguez was the number to beat. Did Tanya Lawson beat her?
No. Matter of fact, she did. She actually went was about 80%, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's an.
It was going up there for a while, and then toward noon, it started to drop.
All right, so that means that a week from today, Kerry Rodriguez will be the person that represents My Cool Inventions in the Dream Big America contest for the week. She's the winner this week, so she appears next week. Meanwhile, the winner from last week on My Cool Inventions was the fellow who had iCitizen, Duncan Dashiff. was the fellow, the nonpartisan civic platform that engages people as to political realities and political parties and political, I think that's what I remember. That was the takeaway from that. All right, so he's going to, let's see, how does that, well, all right, he becomes one of the finalists that comes to us the last week of July. This gets confusing if you don't have a scorecard. But in essence, he being the winner of the contest last week, of the three contestants, goes against the two other weekly winners at the end of the month for the big prize, all of the help that we have put together from all of our sponsors to get your invention or your business to the next level. So, today's effort will see a competition between Fred Stutzman, who's the founder of Freedom App in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We will have, let's see here, Ed Spinaio. How do you think I pronounce that? Is that right?
Spinaio.
From Time to Cater in St. Louis. And then we have the winner of our contest last week, the Barbecue Dragon Fellow, George Pryor. He's competing as well to see who wins. We'll talk more about these fellows in a matter of moments. You're listening to the Dream Big America contest for this week. John Cremins, Doug Steffen at 18 past the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 800-260-9703. That's 800-260-9703. 800-260-9703.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome. Ask it responsibly.
Get ready to vote for the Dream Big America contestant of your choice. The voting will start at 10 o'clock Eastern today and go until next Thursday. We have three fantastic contestants that are set up and ready to go, so we'll bring you contestant number one. John Cremins asks intelligent questions of these folks after they make their two-minute pitch. Coming up with contestant number one in just a moment here.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
So, voting is important. Paying attention to the contestants is important. We're into the Dream Big America, the force of nature known as competition. So at the end of the hour, you'll be able to vote by texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM or going to dreambigamerica.us, the website, which has all three of these contestants there for your listening and dancing pleasure. So John Cremins is here from the My Cool Inventions program. We'll have him ask questions of all of our contestants. First up is Fred Stutzman, who's the founder of Freedom App in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Fred, welcome. Say hi to John, and let's find out a little bit more about you before we give you that two-minute pitch time.
Fantastic. Hi, John. Thanks for having me on today.
So what's your story?
Yeah, my story is I'm a technology developer and researcher interested in helping people be more productive and, you know, get more work done with their computers.
Really? We can all do that. I would all love to have that ability.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Struggled with it myself. So.
Yeah. Well, let's find out about this tool and see what it helps us do. Fred Stutzman, 2 minutes now on the Freedom app. Please go ahead, Fred.
Thank you. So have you ever sat down to work at your computer only to find yourself distracted by social media, news, or other apps or websites? I'm imagining lots of nodding heads out there in radio land. So my name is Fred Stutzman, and I'm the developer of the Freedom app. So Freedom is a simple app that allows you to be productive by locking yourself away from digital distractions. And when I was in graduate school working on my PhD, I was actually studying social media. And just like anybody else, I was distracted by social media. So I would go to a coffee shop to work. And the reason I went to this coffee shop is that it didn't have Wi-Fi. I found that being locked away from digital distractions actually helped me be more productive. And then one day, the coffee shop added a Wi-Fi access point, and my productivity system just started to fall apart. So I went home that night and I wrote Freedom. At the time, it was really simple. It was just a little app that had a button that locked you offline. I put it online, shared it with some folks, and it went viral. And over the past few years, I've worked on the product. 500,000 people have tried it, and we've sold it to over 50,000 folks. We've been featured in great media outlets like the New York Times and Oprah Magazine. We're super excited to be on today. And when I started hearing from people how Freedom was changing their lives, I decided to invest more time in the software. So Freedom was initially a nights and weekends project for me, but it's now my full-time job and has been for over a year. And we're taking on a big challenge. We're building a cloud platform for distraction management. And our new software will help you reduce distractions across any device, whether it be a laptop, tablet, or mobile. It's great for people who are distracted by social media, people work from home, or parents who see their kids spending too much time on the screen. So if you feel like your devices are too distracting, we've been there, and we're here to help. To find out more, just Google Freedom. And, of course, we truly appreciate your vote.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to have you can ask him a question. Maybe we'll do a collective at the end of all three of the presentations, John. We do this differently each week depending on time demands. I will tell you, or I'm curious, Fred, from my own point of view, this app is free, obviously. How do you make your money? And how do you – I found out today that there are a lot of these apps that kids get at, and they're able to – because all these companies have credit card information and all that other stuff, they're able to charge all kinds of things just by clicking on and looking at something. There's a whole suit against Amazon because of these apps that people are being charged for. They're called in-app purchases. So is there something here that keeps you from keep people from using this and abusing what's out there?
Absolutely. So to your question, we do actually sell the product. So we give people a free trial, like many other pieces of software. And the full version is $10, and it's just a one-time fee. Wow. So, when you think about it, if it's going to help you be more productive for an hour, is it worth $10? And lots of people use it continuously. So that's how we make our money. And the case that you brought up is a really great one. We make an Android app that will allow you to lock yourself offline. So a parent can turn the app on, can give their device to the child, whether they have to do their schoolwork or their reading or their educational games, and know and be confident that this kid is not going to get online, is not going to be able to do those in-app purchases, and is going to be safe.
All right.
It's truly amazing.
Good. Fred Stutzman, for your consideration. Up next, Ed Spinayo, I think we pronounced it that way, from Time to Cater in St. Louis, next contestant on Dream Big America.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Hot rods and modified engines are optimized with the exact same oil as regular engines. Friction. High-performance modified engines crave extra oil oomph, and since these engines are by nature changed from the original production engines, they fall outside the requirements from automakers to maintain API, or American Petroleum Institute standards for warranty coverage. Without the API restrictions, these modified engines can enjoy the benefits of fortified performance oils like Royal Purple's HPS or High Performance Street Motor Oil with Centerlet technology. Benefits include impressive oxidation stability, superior corrosion protection, improved performance, and exceptionally high film strength for dramatic reduction in engine wear. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit royalpurple.com and pick.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
Vote, 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 vote. Voting goes live immediately after the program at the top of the hour. Remains open for the next 6 days, so you can pick who the winner is, moving them into the final position for the final contest of the month. We have weekly winners, and a monthly winner gets thousands of dollars in aid and comfort, if you will, for his or her device. John Cremins, the doctor of Shopology, with the program that has become a mainstay for people who are trying to get exposure. We love exposure. My cool inventions. All right, so you're going to ask a question of all three of these people after we get them on the air.
I already have one for Fred. I can't wait to ask
him. All right, so stand by now.
Yeah.
For Ed, I think we're getting this right. It's hello, Doug. Knock, knock. Anybody home? Spinio. Am I right, Ed Spinio?
That's correct. You nailed it.
Shouldn't be that difficult. Hello, I'm a radio announcer. I should be able to figure this out. All right, so Ed comes to us from Time to Cater in St. Louis. The website is timetocater.com. You can go to dreambigamerica.us to see the story behind the story of all three of these contestants this week, pictures of them and the story of what they're doing. They get 2 minutes to give you an encapsulated version of what it is that they're selling, and you can listen back to them. For example, the first contestant is already up at Dream Big America for you to listen to, so you can hear the podcasts. You can get it at DougStefan.com as well. All right. So, Ed, what's your story? What's the story of Ed before we get the story of Time to Cater? What's Ed's story?
The story of Ed is I am a background in sales, medical sales specifically, and actually research before that. And I'm just a normal married father of three from the Midwest, and I had an idea when I was working in sales for a company, and I jumped in, and here we are.
Yeah. By the way, Ed, there's no such thing as a normal married guy.
True.
Make sure we're clear about that. All right. So if you have good connections, through various social media, you'll do well, because that's what it takes to get people all excited. The message becomes clear. We're hearing on the radio, and then people want more information. They check out all kinds of social media and the web information. So let's now give Ed 2 minutes, John, to explain why he wants support for Time to Cater. Go ahead, Ed.
Thanks again, guys, for having me. I'm very excited to share my business and what has really been my passion for a few years now, Time to Cater. We simplify catering. If you've ever had to coordinate catering for events, especially if you've done it consistently, like I did when I was a medical sales rep, you understand that valuable time is wasted calling potential caterers, sifting through menus, looking for availability, prices, delivery details, all that. And like I said, when I worked as a medical sales rep, I covered a multi-state territory, and I spent hours every week coordinating food, just like I'm saying, for my clients and prospects, because that was the only way I could get in to see them. So at TimeToCater.com, we fix this problem by providing a web-based platform that helps companies and individuals coordinate their ideal catered event from beginning to end. Our clients simply go to TimeToCater.com, submit the basic details of the event through our web portal, time, date, location, any budget, your budget, any dietary restrictions. We take care of everything in between. We take that order and take it out to our preferred catering network across the country and develop a menu for you, propose a menu for you. Best part of this is that there's no extra cost, no fee for our client to use our service, because we make money by earning commission on those orders that we send out to the caterers and restaurants all over the country. So if you're looking for just a few sandwiches at the office for lunch to 500 simultaneous events across the country because your company is doing a webinar, such as we've done for companies like Google, Time to Cater is really the answer for that, and that's where we've gone with it now. And it's a very fragmented $8.3 billion industry in catering, and we feel like there's no one competitor. And so really, we are the only nationwide online food ordering system where our clients can sign up for an account and place an order for catering anywhere in the country in less than 5 minutes. And we are in the midst of raising money now to take this vision to the next level.
All right. So, Ed Spinaio, is this like 800 flowers, kind of?
Good question. I tell the people not. You can think of 800 flowers for catering. That's very, mm-hmm. very similar model.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And who would have, I mean, you think about this, John. This is why I love this. This is why so many people are charged up about what we're doing on the air here with this, because who would have thought that there would be an idea like this, but yet thinking it through, it makes nothing but sense. All right. So, Ed, you got a good idea. John's going to ask you a follow-up question in a moment. In the moments that come forward to us on Dream Big America, we're going to bring in the third contestant, actually the winner last week, in the My Cool Inventions contest. That's how we do this here. My Cool Inventions contestant winner and a couple of the Dream Big America finalists who have been vetted. So George Pryor presents the Barbecue Dragon for your vote and consideration next here.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. We just announced the finalists in our annual Wacky Warning Label contest, and after 17 years, they're just as outrageous as ever. One of the labels was found on a sheet of peel-and-stick decals. It warns, and I quote, "Decals are for decoration only and will not prevent you from any bodily harm or injury." End of quote. You don't say. Another label was found on a box of ink toner for a printer. It warns, "Do not drink." Why do products come with so many common sense warning labels these days? Well, the answer is that in America, warning labels not only have to protect consumers from danger,
They have to protect product makers from frivolous lawsuits, too, and that can make for some pretty interesting labels. Let's be fair, these warnings are hilarious, but the cost of the lawsuits that makes these labels necessary is no laughing matter. To see these labels and the other finalists in our contest, and to find out how you can enter, visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Action here. Dream Big America, a concept that we put on the air on the Good Day program about a year ago, springtime, coming up with the entrepreneurs, people who have great ideas, and every week we would have the Dream Big America contest as part of the Good Day program. And then when I discovered what Akos Jankura and John Kremens were doing at My Cool Inventions, seemed to make sense to put everybody together. So daily on the program now, we have one winner in the My Cool Inventions contest, and we put that person, the winner of the week, on with two folks who have applied through Dream Big America to be vetted and to be understood, if you will, and considered from the same basic, it's not the same pool, but it's the same idea. The two became one, John. Is that a fair explanation?
Yes, we did. And I like this combination.
Yeah, it is. It's good. So one of the winners a week ago, we do the week behind. So the winner last week, on My Cool Inventions was George Pryor from Los Angeles, who created BarbecueDragon.com and Barbecue Dragon. So, George, tell the audience a little bit about you, please.
Hi, guys. I live in Los Angeles with my wife and two little kids. I got an eight-month-old baby and a three-year-old. I spend most of my time working on our Barbecue Dragon Fire Supercharger. I like to spend time with those kids. And let me mention also, I'm partners with my brother Bruce in this Barbecue Dragon. And ever since I saved him from drowning as a little kid, he's always wanted to help out with all these projects. So this is him and I together.
Wow, what a great story that is. Yeah. Congratulations to you for having done that. All right, we're getting tight on time here. We want to be able to give everybody a 60-second follow-up question. So, George, you have 2 minutes to explain the Barbecue Dragon to get votes for people to go to dreambigamerica.us and vote for you when the voting becomes opened up at 10 o'clock Eastern time this morning.
Great.
Go ahead.
Oh, starting now.
Yep.
Do you love barbecuing and grilling but hate the hassle of starting charcoal? Have you ever had the experience of blowing and waving on charcoal that won't start while you have guests waiting, while your kids are saying, Dad, when are the burgers going to be ready? And you're waiting on the charcoal. Never again with the Barbecue Dragon. It's a battery-powered clip-on fan. It clips to any different kind of grill, in fact, any place that you might need a fire. And it works by blowing air in a variable speed onto your flames. For fire, you need three things: spark, fuel, and oxygen. Well, you've got your match, you've got your charcoal. What you're missing is the oxygen, and that's why you're waving the paper plate and blowing at it, and that's what the Barbecue Dragon does for you while you're off preparing your food or just spending time with your family. Barbecue Dragon blows air in the fire, and it not only supplies oxygen, but when you crank it up, it turns your charcoal into a fire supercharger. You can grill food that'll knock your neighbor's socks off. And this is going to be healthier food because you don't need fire starter chemicals and you don't need lighter fluid. And your food's going to taste better because you're not using those chemicals and because you're cooking on real charcoal. You're going to save money, too, because you finally have control over that charcoal. You can just use less charcoal and you get more fire, more heat, and you're not waiting. You're not blowing that paper plate on your fire. Now, you can recharge this with your cell phone charger. So you're never going to be without the Barbecue Dragon. It clips on anything, fireplace. Do you like to go camping? Ever had trouble starting green wood and wet wood? Not a problem with the Barbecue Dragon. Starts it right up while you set up your tent. So you can jump online. You can get one right now today. I really think you're going to like it. And also, please give us your vote so we can get Barbecue Dragons in the hands of people around the world who love grilling but hate hassle.
All right, time's up. Thank you. All right, let's get to follow-up questions quickly, John.
All right.
Because we want to give everybody a chance. You'll have about 30 seconds for the answer. Follow-up question first to Fred Stutzman of Freedom App. Go ahead, John.
Fred, I have a question for you. I'm assuming that from what I heard from your pitch, that this actually just turns off your Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, to a certain extent. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's a good description.
Because my first thing was, well, I can do that. I just go to my Wi-Fi, click in, click it down, and click it off. But mm-hmm. So you've got something that actually kind of regulates that then?
Right, exactly. All right. It's all about self-regulation. So, you know, so many people struggle with, you know, just needing to check the website or check Facebook sure. one more time, and when they're trying to get work done, what we do is we make it really easy for people to essentially set a timer where they're going to be offline and working for a certain period of time.
All right.
And you're not
right.
completely offline.
Let's move on.
All right.
We got to move on. By the way, you can vote for any one of these three. The two-minute pitches are up at dreambigamerica.us if you want to listen to them or find out more about them. Next contestant, Ed Spinio from Time to Cater. Question from John Cremins.
You know, Ed, I love your site. I just took a look at your site. When we shoot infomercials and commercials, I'm always calling for craft services, and usually it's my PA going out and getting food and bringing it back. I would love to have a place like this where I can literally just go, tell you what I want, what I'm looking for, and have it delivered to me without the hassle. So I think you've got a great idea. My only question is, how are you getting the merchants to sign up so that you have a full list in all these cities?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have done it basically where the orders have come from. So we have the benefit that we've been doing it for a while. So as the order comes into an area, if we don't have somebody already in our network, we go out and find them and vet them and add them to our network.
All right, excellent. I think that was a great one, Doug. I think that was a great product.
Yep, it is. Okay, good. Last contestant, George Pryor, the Barbecue Dragon. John, what do you have for him?
George, I don't know. I don't really. Honestly, I have one question about the manufacturing of it. But my thing to you is you're the only one that asked for the vote today. Do you notice that, Doug?
Oh,
gotta get the vote. Yep, you gotta make
the
pitch.
Yeah, he's the only guy that said, you know what, by all means, come and buy one of these for yourself, but then also vote for us, too.
Yep.
So I like that.
Oh, that's why we're here.
George, tell me about the plastic in this. I guess it must be a heat-resistant plastic that you're using, or what?
Yeah, well, the way that we've got it arranged, there's actually no plastic in the face of the fire. The handle fits at 90 degrees to the clip, so it actually sits off protected by your barbecue grill.
Oh,
it never gets hot. No matter how long you leave that handle next to the grill, you can still grab it with your bare hand. It's not going to be hot.
So are you using some kind of special metal then?
No, it's just regular steel, but it doesn't get too hot.
All right, there it is. The three choices are clear. George Pryor, Ed Spinio, or Fred Stutzman. Check them all out. The replay is available, the download of these two-minute pitches. You can vote now by going to dreambigamerica.us. Congratulations to Duncan Dashiff, who was the winner last week, John.
Yeah.
iCitizen, the civic platform that engages people. That was that was cool. I was surprised, frankly.
Yeah.
Let's see who the winner is going to be that we announce next Friday as we continue supplying America with great new ideas. The combination of My Cool Inventions and DreamBigAmerica.us. Vote now on one of these three at DreamBigAmerica.us.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, time now for Stephen J.J. Wiseman to come in and overview some of the important things happening in the world of conversation radio this week. Steve has a law degree from BC. He's been a teacher. He's been a radio person. Interesting how those two go together, like love and marriage. Have you noticed, Steve?
Yep.
Teaching and radio.
I don't know about the love and marriage. No problem. This one's working.
Well, we get oftentimes fired from one radio station and get to another. That happens sometimes.
There you go.
Yeah, husband, you get fired as the husband. All right, let's...
it happened to me.
Yes, it happened to me, too. All right, so there are three or four things that are on the list of the top ten this week that cry out, that beg for commentary. The child immigration crisis and all of the hoo-ha about that legally. What can we... how is this... I guess the legal question here, or maybe there's a myriad of legal questions, can we do what we... they're coming here illegally, so why do we have to follow the law to get rid of them? That's the question.
Well, because we are a country of, you know, of laws.
So some would have us believe
that we do use due process. But, yeah. You know, throughout the laws, immigration laws have been a prime example of governments and companies following the laws that they wish. I mean, it should be a simple thing. I mean, without getting into the morality of dealing with the children, they are illegal immigrants and they should be sent back. Then you get into humanitarian issues and sometimes asylum issues. But the bigger picture on immigration is you have some companies that are thrilled with illegal workers. You also have a total ignoring of the fact that illegals are there and decide, and states making rules. So how do you give illegals driver's licenses? How do you give them free education? And the question is, well, wait a minute. What about the illegal part of the preface? So Congress never seems to know what they're doing when it comes to this, even more so than other things.
So the reality of spending $3.7 billion, divide that by 57,000, who are, I guess, on the waiting line or somewhere, they've come across the border, that comes to $65,000 a piece. I said, just give them the money and send them back home again.
But yet, It would be simpler.
A lot simpler.
And then they could win the lottery.
Well, the other side of it is...
The problem is, it is costly to do due process. We do live by due process, and we should have due process. But it's
Well, we become really the victims here. These people will play it as they're the victims. We're the victims here. They're the victims of violence in their own country. Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, horrible places, no question about that. So these people are coming up here because some relative has said, yeah, you can come here, and you know they won't really prosecute. They'll make a lot of noise, but you can get in, and they won't throw you out. Meanwhile, we could spend $207 for an airplane ticket. Each one of them could very easily be sent back from either Houston or Dallas back to their countries, and that'd be the end of it. But they'd probably try to come back again, so we go around and around and around where we stop.
Yeah, and you don't have the security on the borders to stop. I mean, the interesting thing is if we had the security on the borders, then you wouldn't even have to get into the whole issue of due process and asylum, except for those people who really did come here seeking asylum.
Find a way to annex Mexico. That's the only way this is ever going to get
solved.
Yep. All right. Number five on the list this week has to do with a suggestion that the president be impeached. This has gotten footballed around a lot in the last, 20, 30 years since Nixon was tried with Clinton. And now Sarah Palin is trying to get on The View, so she's making a lot of racket to make it appear that she is in the spotlight again. But the other side of it is a lot of people have said the same thing because he has broken laws, and we all know he's broken laws.
You know, there's a difference between breaking a law and the grounds for impeachment, which are high crimes and misdemeanors. And when it says misdemeanors there, it doesn't mean misdemeanors in regard to a small level of crime. Under no standard that has ever been used for a president has he committed an impeachable offense. But when you have Congressman Boehner considering the a lawsuit against him for specific actions that he's done, which he thinks extended beyond presidential powers, I think that's legitimate. I'm not saying he's going to win or not, but I really think that is a legitimate challenge to the imbalance that's going on between these elements of the government. So while I think, Sarah Palin trumpeting impeachment is just trying to, you know, give her more than her 15 minutes, which she's extended far, you know, more times. But Boehner's lawsuit is not something to be just dismissed as a publicity stunt. There are legitimate legal arguments there.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with legitimate legal arguments. Thank you, Stephen.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.